All right, as previously stated, we are so excited to have Sister Crystal Bimbo, who's going to be speaking to us this morning. I just want to make a comment here before she begins. We really love and appreciate Sister Crystal. She is a very hard-working person. Those of you who know her, you've seen her when she were doing functions, youth fundraisers, working in the kitchen, doing the fellowships. There she is. There she is helping Sister Rouse and Sister Miriam and the others, and she's always at task, working hard for the church. And I want to especially mention one situation. I remember here a couple years ago where they were doing a fundraiser for the youth, and they were selling hot dogs. And it was a warm day, church. It was hot. And there's Sister Crystal all alone behind her grill cooking those hot dogs on this hot day. And then I found out later that she was sick. She wasn't feeling well. But yet she was out there making the sacrifice because she had made the commitment. And so once again, Sister Crystal, we greatly, greatly appreciate you, your hard work, and everything that you've done to help the church. With that said, I'm going to turn it over to you now, Sister.
Brother Vic, I will be introducing her.
Yes, sir. All right, Pastor. Yes, sir.
Okay. Good morning, Sister Crystal. How are you today?
Good morning, Pastor.
And good morning, church. God bless every one of you this morning. We're excited to be here on the devotion today. And this is going to be a very, very special devotion that Sister Crystal is going to give in her testimony. And I'll just say this, I want to set it up just a little bit before she starts giving her testimony. Sister Crystal recently did something that was a blessing to the church financially. And somebody came to me that had worked with her and told me she doesn't want anything said about it. She just wants to do it. I get it, and that's the type of a person she is. And I really appreciated it, even though I would have liked to have went and told her thanks and for being a blessing. But anyway, to make a long story short, God had blessed her, what she did in secret, and not to do it so that others could just hear about it misinterpreted for pride. What she did in secret, God has blessed her tremendously. And so when Crystal and I were talking about this last night, in fact, after the devotion, I said, Sister Crystal, this that God has done is too big of a answer to prayer. I believe God would want you to tell others. And so again, her attitude was she did not want to come across in the wrong way. And I said, let's change that by doing this. I get it where you're at, and God understands the motive of your heart. But I am asking you as your pastor. So this is now a request for you to tell what God has done and also the details of what God has done. And so I'm happy today to have her giving her devotion this morning. And I want to say, Crystal, we love you. We appreciate your loyalty to myself and my wife and also to our entire church. And I just want you to know that not only do I love you as your pastor, but I love you as a daughter. And we really deeply appreciate everything that you have done. So with that said, Sister Crystal, God bless you. We're looking forward to hearing.
Thank you, Pastor. I appreciate everything. I love you. I love the church. I appreciate everything. The church, like I always tell you, and I truly mean it, has been a blessing in my life. And I thank God that I have this church in my life. What happened was a few months ago back, I don't even remember how I noticed it. One of the cymbals on the drums I noticed were broken. And at the time, I didn't pay too much attention to it. I figured, you know, they'll get it fixed. Well, a few Sundays right before the whole COVID-19 of one of our last services, a few Sundays before that, I noticed Brother Adam and Pastor talking about the drums. And I guess he was showing them, I guess, what needed to be fixed or needed to be done. So I wasn't really paying too much attention to it because the conversation I was having with somebody else, I overheard it. And then about 2 weeks ago back, we went over to the church for prayer. And after we got done, I noticed, you know, like I heard somebody tell me, go up where the drums are at and see if they're fixed. And in my mind, I'm thinking like, you know, I don't know why I'm going up there to see. So when I noticed that the cymbals are still broken, and when I looked at the seat, I noticed the seat was really, really wobbly. I was thinking, wow, how Adam even sits on it. So I went home that night, and I think I texted Adam. It was either that night or the following morning. Hey, Adam, if you could do me a favor and let me know how much would it be, you know, for new cymbals and a seat. He was working at the time, and he told me that he would get back to me. Well, he texted me the information in the morning the following day. And I was thinking, you know, $150, $200. I mean, how much cymbals could be with the seat? Well, when he texted me back, it was over $500. You know, then whatever delivery and everything was. So I was thinking, wow, that's a little more expensive than what I thought. And at the time, due to everything, we're not working. Due to all this COVID-19, the virus, I'm being totally honest, I was super freaked out from it, worried about my dad. My dad, you know, has lung problems, sugar diabetes, recovering cancer. I was so afraid that I was going to bring it back to them. So all our business was shut down for 4 weeks. You know, kind of worried about the financial issue, you know, a lot to keep up with, a lot of bills. So that night when I was hesitating about it, I couldn't sleep, and I felt so convicted. So I woke up in the morning, and I just pushed the paid button, you know, thinking, you know, faith, whatever it is, it is. And at one point, I was even going to ask Adam, you know, if there's a cheaper route. And I felt so convicted because, you know, it's God's house. He deserves nothing but the best. And the way I thought about it, I'll be honest, it's like going to buy a knockoff for church. Like you want a Prada purse or Gucci purse, and we want to buy a knockoff. That's the way I felt buying something for the church. I grew up, you know, the church deserves nothing but the best. So that was my mindset in that. And not thinking much about it, you know, within that 10 days, again, I give God the glory and the praise. I can't describe to you the blessing. Within that 10 days, over $6,000 has come my way profit. And I said, it's only been God. It's only could have been God. That I'm like, wow, thank you, Jesus. And at the beginning, I didn't want to, you know, say anything. Because, you know, I, like Pastor was saying, I was just truly blessed. Like even when Adam told me thank you, I felt like a part of me couldn't even accept it because really God deserved the praise and the thanks because I was blessed like abundantly more than I expected. And you know, I wasn't going to say anything like I said. And then when I got a prayer room here at the house, and I don't know if you guys remember pastors preaching about the rock and how you would hide your blessings and your talents and how you would dig it. And every devotion, I felt convicted because like, everybody would talk about the blessing, you know. Brother Billy talked about financial blessing. Krishna talked about financial blessing. There's so many others that would encourage me every time, you know, a little bit more. Then Sister Allison last night definitely just, you know, pushed me more and encouraged me that I need to get it done. And when I went in this prayer room, I got so convicted because I seen the rock, and I literally moved it because I felt convicted because I was afraid that if I called Pastor, he would make me do a devotion. And I wasn't, you know, comfortable doing it, but I felt so convicted that if I didn't do it, that I was hiding my blessing. And I felt like I couldn't hide it no more. I couldn't hide his goodness, his grace, his mercy. And trust me, all that goes in there with it. And I really, really thank God for the blessing. And I just want to let you guys know what kind of blessing that I'm still amazed by it. Like I said, over 10 days, and the blessings are still coming in. As I speak right now, there's a couple clients waiting for me to actually hang up to go out to them. So the blessing is tremendous due to all this that's going on in the world right now. And the fact that he's blessing his church, his people, his covering is upon us is amazing. So that's it.
Well, God bless you, Sister Crystal. You did tremendous, and your testimony was a blessing, and we felt your burden. Church, one thing I do want to add, she has really tried to maintain the correct motive and attitude in all of this, and this is why God has blessed her the way he has. You know, the principle in the Bible is that whatever things we do secretly, our Father will reward us openly. And in giving, the Bible uses the example that the right hand doesn't need to know what the left hand's doing, and that simply means we really don't do it for motive to be praised by men, but we do it for God. And this is what her motive has been. So I feel like that by me requesting her to do it, God was able to continue to bless her with keeping the correct motive. And so, but the last thing I want to say that she told about, and she did not tell this to me with pride, it was just before the Lord. She was very sincere. But during the shutdown with Crystal not working, she continued to tithe, even though she didn't have income coming in. And she said, you know what, I'm going to do it as unto the Lord, and I am going to, because the work of God needs it, and the expenses go on, so we're going to keep giving. And I wanted to just give you a few details to help you understand that this request for her to testify was from me as her pastor. And Crystal, you did great, and I want you to know I love you, and I'm proud of you. Okay, Brother Vic, God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor Clark, and thank you, Sister Crystal, for this powerful testimony. And church, as you heard Sister Crystal this morning, you could hear the sincerity and the genuine spirit that she spoke with last night as I spoke with her in preparation for this call. She said something, and I just want to reiterate that. She told me how that just hearing all these other testimonies that she's been hearing in the recent weeks has pushed her, continue to push her to be able to speak up. She doesn't feel too comfortable speaking in front of people, but she said, you know what, all these testimonies, I believe, are helping people and helping people like me to also want to voice the great things that God has done for us. So once again, what a powerful thing. Brother Ralph sent in the text message saying, Sister Crystal is a her, and of course that's in reference to the message that Brother Raul preached yesterday, where Aaron and her helped to hold up the hands and the arms of Moses. So that's what Sister Crystal is doing for our pastor and our church. And if you caught one thing this morning that Sister Crystal said, church, when she said, God and our church deserve the best. What an attitude to have. We all need to have that attitude. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Crystal, for these powerful words in your testimony this morning. Church, once again, we want to remind everyone about the testimonies and devotions that we're going to continue to hear. And we look forward. We're excited to hear from Brother and Sister Prime tonight at 7:15 p.m. So we look forward to have everyone back on this conference call line at 7:15 p.m. Praise God. God bless all of you all. And have a great day in the name of Jesus. Amen.